This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Hey, man, Mike, ESPN released their NFL power rankings for 2025. And which player from each team is under the most pressure, okay? Falcons came in at 19, down from the pre-draft rank of 18. And Kyle Pitts is the player most under pressure. Now, our buddy Mark Raimondi was talking about this. First of all, let's talk about the Pitts thing. Is he, in fact, the one player that's under the most pressure? Is there anybody else on this roster? Is there anybody else?
I think he's got the most pressure clearly on him. I think you've got a lot of depth at the other key positions. I mean, I don't think anybody would say Mike Hughes is under pressure, but I think I worry about any corner not named A.J. Terrell,
okay,
despite the fact that the stats say that Hughes isn't as bad as maybe some of us think he is. It's a backhanded compliment. So, yeah, I guess it's still got to be Pitts. Pressure on Pitts.
Okay.
You said it last year. He could be the secret sauce.
He could be, man. And look, as much as I want to get hyped and all amped and KP, look, I'm all for everything that you've been doing in camp, and I got to see it in the season, man. But at the end of the day, I do agree with you, and I agree with this. And Mark says Pitts is the player that's under the most pressure. Some people have said, well, you guys are dismissing that Penix is under pressure. No. I'm not dismissing it, but I don't know if I'm as worried about that. Mike, you said this earlier. It feels like he's got command of this offense.
Right. Now, it's a small sample size. We looked at his first game going all the way back to when he was at Indiana. Guy always steps up to the plate. Now, granted, he's never had guys like the Buccaneers coming after him. I thought everything that you would need one game was the Commanders game because of the stakes. I think if people forget at the time, we were still alive. There was, we had to win out.
We had a chance.
We had a chance. But unfortunately, Coach will argue with me till forever about, how they managed that last 2 minutes. But I thought he gave you enough to win that game. You put up 38 points and 300 yards in your third start in the NFL.
Pretty damn good.
And you lose because your defense is Keystone Cops. That was the last game of the year against the Panthers.
I'm not worried about. I'm not saying I'm not worried. He's not my most pressing issue.
I just think, if there's going to be a look that he's not familiar with, I think I have the confidence in him to just throw it away.
Okay.
Take the second and long or whatever, but just don't force it. I think that's something that Zach is preaching. I think he's putting it down and he's picking it up.
Seven teams ranked below the Falcons are on the schedule. And we're talking about, again, the power rankings where we came in at 19 down from the pre-draft rank at 18. So those teams are Jets, Panthers, Saints, Patriots, Colts, Cardinals, and the Dolphins. And then you look at Pitts, and he ranks 17th in their tight end rankings, Mike, and 16th in the NFL fantasy football tight end rankings. By the way, were you rolling a dice on Pitts if you have a chance to pick him?
No way. I mean, if you know what that is? When you go grab a beer or hit the bathroom, auto draft, you get Pitts in like the 13th round. I'm being straight with you.
I'll be right back.
If I can't get the elite three, top five, tight ends, then I go take Hockenson in the 7th round.
Hot take tweet. Dukes and Bells say Kyle Pitts is an auto draft.
Kyle Pitts is the guy the computer will auto draft for you when you go to the bathroom.
Mike Bell says leave Kyle Pitts on the shelf.
There you go. Now
coming out. Danny's he's constructing this as
there
we speak.
There it is. So now that I get all the Pitts boys gonna be upset with me now.
Go to the bathroom.
Hey, am I lying? I've already done a dozen mock drafts. Remember, I did a mock draft last commercial break. Pitts is there, man. You want Pitts in the 12th or 13th round? You can get him because they don't believe in him.
17th in the tight end rankings. All right, but either way, but is that right though? Isn't he better than that?
Let me rewind.
No.
I'm not saying I agree with that. I'm just telling you, again, what my experience on Yahoo Fantasy Football has been heretofore.
I think you own the site. Your damn teams are stacked. I don't know how you get all these guys.
Because when you do these things nationally, you got a bunch of freaking morons on this thing. I've been checking Drake London with the 11th pick all day.
Yeah.
I think he's going to be a monster this year with this team.
I agree. So you think that's where he belongs? 17th, 16th, tight end?
Yeah.
Ranking?
I had a chance to draft him, but I took Tucker Kraft.
Who?
The guy from Green Bay.
Yeah, who's the kid from Arizona that was killing it last year?
Trey McBride. Oh. Trey and Brock are going early in drafts.
He helped win me the fantasy last year, McBride.
Dude, I'd get Brock way early. Way early. He's going to see 100 balls, guys.
Well, I mean, did you treat him like the way you used to treat Kelsey? You just take a flyer on him in the third round.
Hot take. Carl Duke says Brock Bowers way better than Kyle Pitts.
Well, he is. I mean, that's where we are right now.
I mean, Kyle Pitts is 17. Zach Ertz is 18. I mean, would you take Jonnu Smith over Kyle Pitts? He's at 20.
Well, we know somebody's going to try to get him the ball.
I know that for sure. But, yeah, Bowers, McBride, Kittle, Laporta, Hockenson, Kelsey, and Njoku, Mark Andrews, Ingram, Kraft, Loveland, Ferguson, Warren.
Loveland looks like a beast, by the way.
And, you know, even if you got Daniel Jones, he's going to find Tyler Warren at 5 touchdowns last year for the Colts.
Yeah, Warren, he was a stud. There's no doubt. Why are we talking about
this? Dalton Kincaid with the Buffalo Bills.
No, Dalton's nice, too.
Right.
Why are we talking about this? Simply because these are the things as we start getting ready for the season. You start saying, okay, what are the real expectations? And, look, we're not trying to tell you anything that you probably don't know already. If there's somebody out there that says, Dukes and Bell, you guys are crazy, the most pressure is on this individual. Who is that X blank? You can hit us up, 404-726-0929. But the fact that we came in at 19 and down from the pre-draft ranking at 18, it's weird because, again, I just feel like you look at our team, I feel like we improved, right? If you're just looking at – and, again, this is why it's so hard to look at the draft. You say, well – there were a lot of teams who drafted the players they needed to. Like Cleveland. I look at their draft, Mike, they were all over the place. I mean, it was weird. You drafted multiple quarterbacks and, you know, were you focused on really what you needed to address? Now, they had a bunch of picks, but it's like I felt like for the picks we had, you went boom, 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 need, need, need.
Right. We're better now in the nickel dime. Now, I mean, we're going to see just who emerges. I'm curious to see what the pecking order is going to be in that secondary, especially in the nickel package. I know that we just talked about Hughes. It's just one of those things. When AJ Terrell, he's so good, sometimes it's hard to quantify because people won't throw at him. Yes, he does. And as some critics will say, when he draws the number one wide receiver, it's high risk, high reward. He's been aggressive. I think we'll be how aggressive is Albert going to be with his coverages too? By the way,
well, if you go
up on the line,
yes, straight up man, and let's get after it. Speaking of AJ, Mike, here's what he said about not playing in the preseason as a vet.
I think the main thing about it is you putting yourself in that game mentality mindset and really just going out there to execute at a high level and play as if you were, you know, take every rep as if it was a game day rep. And it took me a minute to get in that mode as far as not this year, but like years prior not playing. And then that first time playing be a shock to your body because you didn't really push through for camp. But now me knowing what I know now, these reps is really important. You know, leading up to it, just because your first adrenaline rush will be on, you know, week one against Tampa, but at the same time, you got to push yourself and practice for that, though.
You'd be a professional, but you're going up against the guys that, you know, you've been playing with all summer. You know, and I know we've debated this. Folks are probably sick of hearing about it, but Burrow last night doing his thing, seeing Jaden Daniels out there taking some contact, running for a typical Jaden Daniels ping pong, bing, boing, bing, touchdown like Ricochet Rabbit.
He wasn't scared, was he?
No. They want to be out there. Look, Andy Reid plays his guys. Sean McVay doesn't. Both guys have won a Super Bowl. You know, Andy's won a bunch. You know, but our guy, Raheem Morris, has his reasons. But this is where you hope that you got what you needed with Tennessee. And it, you know, it's kind of hard to match. It's almost like almost a month by the time you play Tennessee in a scrimmage.
Yeah.
You know, until you're the opening day. Not a month, but it's over 3 weeks.
Well, you say, what did we really learn and how much better have we gotten since we saw them in those two joint practices? Again, I felt like both teams got good work, but like I said, you know, and maybe I'm wrong about this. I doubt it. I was not impressed with Cam. Cam Ward did not come in here and just light this place on fire where we left practice and we're like, woo-wee, this boy here. I didn't feel that way. I felt that way at times about Penix and seeing some of these balls that he's thrown and like the accuracy and the touch on them. But like you're right. You wonder how much of that work is going to pay off as you head to the regular season.
A lot of guys are banged up. We talked about wide receiver injuries in Tampa Bay. Mm-hmm. Chris Olave still dealing with an ankle injury for the Saints. Meanwhile, Stephon Diggs apparently improving. We got the Patriots on the schedule this year. He's also had to be a slow roll from the injury last year.
Yeah, and that, by the way, that Patriots team's going to be improved. You know, we're going to get back into the schedule here, not next week, but we get into the season.
Who's the quarterback going to be for the Colts when we play them in Berlin? Daniel Jones just named the starter.
He is.
Some of this is because Anthony Richardson had that pinky and missed some time. By the way, the Colts we talked about a couple hours earlier, they do say they are still committed, air quotes, to a guy who's only been around for 3 years.
Mike, I'll be honest. I hope it's Daniel Jones. And only reason is because I know what I'm getting from Daniel Jones. If Anthony Richardson starts to come into his own, his athleticism is off the charts. Like that's the problem that he can create. But I also think he's going to this stage right now that a lot of athletic quarterbacks do. Got to stay in the pocket.
Right.
Got to stay in the pocket. And in his head, he's in, you know, thinking that way.
What's Kyler Murray going to be? We get the Cardinals this year. Marvin Harrison. I can't believe Marvin Harrison will not have the breakout year this year. It was painful to have him in fantasy league last year because it was you just couldn't.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Get what you needed. You know, just like him and Kyler Murray were definitely not on the same page for half the season.
Look, I hate playing Kyler Murray, and you guys saw why last year. You saw how he run around, and made plays. Mike, remember, he was injured, came back, and beat us. That's a guy I don't want. Look, you may not think highly of Kyler Murray. I think he's a really good player, but I just don't like playing him because his unpredictability in the pocket.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.